Insert full in.
Batman. Batman. Eat them up, yum, yum.
Everybody, what is up? U-Fall Radio Live, episode 12. Yep, this is Decoder. I'm joined here with my man, Doug the Engineer. Say what's up, Matt?
What's up, everybody?
All right. And today we got a lot of shit to do. We got a lot of special shit. Anyway, what's today's date, Doug?
Shit, isn't it,
February something?
Check my cell phone.
It's February 6th. The 6th of February, 2004, Default
That's
Radio,
right.
Episode 12. And you know what today is, right?
It's Friday, baby. It's
well, of course
Friday.
It's Friday, but it's the first Friday. And I'm sure everyone knows what that means.
TGI fucking up.
Yep, besides that. Something else. Everybody's at their little 2600 meetings. Except us. Because we have to do this.
Because we have to do this fucking show.
Yeah, we kind of forgot. Like, I picked Friday as an arbitrary day. I don't remember these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never know. Like, a girl wants to hang out with me. I'm like, well, I got to do this fucking gay radio show, you know. You can come over if you want and watch me do it. And when that happens, I'll let everybody know because I'll probably be getting a blowjob. So I'll let everybody know about that. Anyway. But, yeah. 2600 meetings. And, Doug, you're out there in Southern California. You frequent
that's
the... That's right. You frequent the L.A. 2600 meetings, or do you just go to the GWASTI 2600 meetings?
GWASTI, baby. It's all about GWASTI,
isn't,
California.
Now, isn't the GWASTI 2600 meeting you, lucky, an accident?
Actually, it's just lucky and accident. I didn't want to join.
So it's just the two of them? There was one meeting of that, right? That's it?
I think there was one, yeah.
Never even took off.
I'm starting my own 2600. I'm like, really? What city? Like, GWASTI. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, right. I don't know. GWASTI, California, the old 91743. That's just in case, every, you know, if you want to send us some snail mail, that's the default mailbox, P.O. Box 1111. Default.
Which is real.
Yep, P.O. Box 1111, GWASTI, California, 91743-1111. That's the official, real... Don't think that's some bullshit we made up. That is a real fucking P.O. box that we got there.
Yes, it is.
Down in GWASTI, California. But if everyone's noticed, it's just me and you, Doug, you know?
Yeah.
So people out there, maybe they're just used to not hearing Lucky.
We finally got rid of Lucky.
We finally, yeah, you know, that's a special announcement we're giving this week. We finally got rid of Lucky. We fired him. We all hate him, you know?
My show, baby.
We only had him on because, I don't know, we felt sorry for him. But actually, no, in all seriousness, excuse me, shit. In all seriousness, like I said, Lucky is at his 2600 meeting, which is why he's not here. But what we're going to do, since we're assholes, is we're going to fucking call him up and bother him. You know how we're going to do that, right?
Do what, Decoder?
The old payphones.
Copper.
Payphone, that's right.
Copper. You should
payphone,
have thought yourself, Decoder. We're going to use a reliable phone.
That's it, you know what I'm saying? And the payphones are going away, so, you know, we should be happy. But this should be like an event that we're able to call up a payphone and talk to someone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While they're out doing shit. This is what we used to do before there were cell phones, man. Back, like, 20 years ago when I didn't have a cell phone, I just had, like, a pager, you know? Shit, somebody pages me and I'm...
What the hell?
What the fuck?
Hello?
Who just joined, yo?
Get off my show.
It's Lucky, what's up?
You're coming too early. We're not ready for you.
We're not ready for you. Get the hell out of here.
Get behind the curtain. Get behind the curtain. It's not your time yet.
All right. I'll go behind the curtain.
God.
What a fucking moron.
Well, that was totally unexpected.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, we did. We gave him the number to the bridge just in case there was a payphone difficulty, malfunction, or anything, and apparently
he
just... He's
probably wondering what's taking us so long.
He just wants to be on the show. It's only 20 after 10. He could fucking... We were just about to call him, too. Now we're going to make him wait a few more minutes. And what the hell was I saying? Oh, yeah, back in the days when, you know, nobody had cell phones. I just had a pager. And,
Beepers.
Yeah, I'm walking down the street, you know, causing trouble, smoking fucking weed, and somebody pages me. I got to fucking, you know, I got to go to the payphone. Nowadays, I don't know what you would do. There are no payphones.
Insert that quarter or dime or whatever it was back then?
Well, red box, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know. A dime? How old do you think I am? It's like this is back in the 50s or something. I put a dime in the payphone. Fucking moron. Such an idiot. Back then, it was a penny.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And the penny tones are long gone.
Okay.
Anyway.
Penny tones.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so what we're going to do if Lucky fucking didn't call in, we would have done it already. But we're going to wait a few minutes like idiots. By the way, Doug, I noticed that your forum post, your little review of the VoIP providers pack at 8 and Vonage.
Yeah, I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I decided to write a little something after, you know, experiencing both pack at 8 and Vonage.
That was really nice. I especially liked your little fucking paper printout that you taped over your shit on your house.
Oh, God.
That was fucking awesome, dude. You spelled wiring wrong.
I know.
You dropped the E.
The funny thing is the whole Nickelodeon logo. By the way, everyone
Dude,
should go check that out.
That was fucking awesome.
I decided I put all these fucking companies right on the sign, you know, including
you put
Singular,
Nickelodeon.
Well, including Singular, which has nothing to do with landlines and copper. You know,
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, why not put their phone company in a way?
Yeah, I saw the Singular logo, but the Nickelodeon one, when I saw that shit, I fell off my chair, bro.
What made me get that logo on there was I was thinking of Singular, right? I was like, man, this logo, my brother was like, man, this logo looks like it's made from fucking, you know, a Nickelodeon or something. I'm like, hey, that's a good idea.
That's pretty lead, man. I fell off my chair when I saw the Nickelodeon logo. But anyway, enough about that bullshit. Let's get Lucky on the line. I'm going to call up this payphone here, all right?
All right.
I'm going to call up the 626 one. You got the 625, right?
Right.
That's going to be the second one we call. Let me call this first one now. We're going to call up Lucky 225 on a payphone at the noisy LA 2600 meeting. So give me a second here.
Well, wow, Decoder's doing that. Shit, I got to get that waiting piano music going. Here we go.
2600 Enterprises.
Shut the hell up, you fucking punk.
What's up?
What is up, Lucky 225? You were on live on the air, Default Radio.
Oh, wow. Was I on before? Or?
Yeah, you were on before, like a moron ruining it.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that one.
Yeah, of course. We expect these little indiscretions from you.
The reason I called was because I was on this phone for a little bit. I was on the phone with Pacific Bell Refund. I was trying to get them to make out a check to cash for for the money that I had.
And send that to General Delivery?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I got that, man. I got that.
Do you want to speak to Screw?
What happened?
Did you want to speak to Screw?
Well, what we're going to do is, that's another thing, and I'm going to introduce that right now. We're going to call the other payphone. And what? Screw pretty much, hey, Lucky.
Yes.
Fuck her.
I'm totally distracted, but go on.
You're a fucking moron. Screw pretty much is the guy behind the whole LA 2600 meeting. You know, they don't have leaders, but you know.
Yes, what?
He's like the head of it, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Screw's a cool guy. I mean, you know, we go back a ways. Definitely. So I don't know. You don't get anything to say? We should call up Screw right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, Doug.
All right.
Call the other payphone. We're gonna get Screw on the show.
Open up. Here we go.
Screw is going to get on the show. Fucking Lucky calling in, bothering us.
I got some good information though.
All right, we're gonna do that. Let's just get Screw on first. I don't know what Doug's doing. Is the payphone there ringing, Lucky, or what?
Hey, is the phone ringing or what?
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. You got no accident. Accidents here with us, unfortunately.
Oh, unfortunately. Is the payphone ringing yet? What's going on? Where's Doug?
Oh, he's on the line.
Oh, okay. What up?
Screw.
What's going down?
Hey, Decoder. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? Long time no hear from.
I've kind of been away from stuff lately due to a lot of, like, stuff at work. Pretty much, I've been working 6-7 day weeks, more or less, December 1st.
Man, you're really low, bro. What's wrong with...
You know what? Call another payphone. That one's kind of fucked up, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Have him call another payphone.
Damn it. Should I look in the back of 2600? Because screw, you're really low. Hello?
Here, I'll give you another payphone.
Wait, hold up. We don't want to have people, like, attack the payphone when we call it.
Well, dude, don't worry. There's, like, a 3-minute delay between when they hear this.
Okay, I'm about to give you the payphone number.
All right, Doug, start writing it down. Oh, you know what, Lucky? You know what? This is stupid. This is really stupid. Lucky, give Screw that phone and fucking call up on your cell phone.
Okay.
All right? Get Screw on that phone.
So should I hang up on my
Screw
again?
All right.
Looks like I got a flaky phone.
All right, there you go, Screw. Fucking, we're experiencing some technical difficulties here on Default Radio tonight.
Well, I think what we were experiencing was the wonderful level of maintenance which Pac-Bell maintains on their network.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I was going to attribute it to fucking the fact that Doug is using Packet 8 to 3-way on DSL.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It's cable, by the way.
Yeah, but you know. So, Screw, I wanted to ask you a question, actually.
Okay.
Tell me about Blacklisted 411.
Okay. Basically, Blacklisted 411 was sort of the West Coast counterpart to 2600. They're completely unrelated.
Yeah.
You know, they're out of this end of the woods. Local, put out by a couple guys we know, and pretty much, you know, they're pretty much the homegrown equivalent.
All right, because I saw that they were back.
Yeah, they're back. They've got issues out in the stores. We didn't actually see any out here because, believe it or not, due to kind of a, well, let's just say distribution difficulty.
Okay.
Pretty much what happened was the first run of, I think they did 15 or 20,000 copies, mostly went to the Northeast.
So you're telling me that if I go check my local Barnes & Nobles over here, then I'm going to see it?
You should be able to.
All right, I'm definitely going to go check that out.
Now, one other thing, they are taking subscriptions on the website, and yes, they are legit. They are actually sending out subscribed copies.
All right, so this is blacklisted411.net, right?
.net, yeah.
All right, because I saw that. I saw your name on the guest book. I was like, man, I wonder if Screw has anything to do with this.
Yeah, no, I'm not directly involved. Pretty much, you know, they're just some really good guys. We know them through, you know, other friends of ours and stuff like that. And, yeah, they're making a comeback. We're going to have, you know, it'll actually be nice to see something on the shelves that isn't 2600 for a change.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
You know, and I'll say this. You know, every magazine, every print magazine, every zine, every just text that goes out, you know, anything that's been running in the series, they're always going to have their ups and downs.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it happens, you know. Like, this show has its fucking ups and downs. It's been one big down, you know, so eventually we'll be up.
Yeah, no.
And speaking of which, not to bag on 2600 or anything, but, I mean, they actually had a pretty good big up this month, Decoder, if I'm not
Oh, really?
Mistaken. Yeah.
Oh, so now you're giving me that info right now, huh?
Yeah. Actually, the Winter magazine, which I received yesterday.
Oh, did it finally come out?
It finally came out.
Okay.
Has your article in it, has mine, and it has an article by Stank Dog.
Really? This is big news, then. This is fucking big news. So you're telling me that both you and I of Default Radio both have articles in the Winter 2600,
as well as Stank Dog.
Nice.
One thing, if I can do it, Decoder.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make kind of a plug for something we're putting on out here.
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, we've got a con that's going on here, Layer 1. It's going to be happening the second weekend in June at the Los Angeles International Airport Westin Hotel. Pretty much, we've got our first half dozen speakers locked in. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you who it is, but the URL for that is www.layer1.info.
Layer, the number one.
No, all text.
Okay, so LayerOne
.info. Yeah, unfortunately, com.org, all that were taken, so
yeah,
that's the one we got lumped with. But, yeah, it's going to be a two-day thing. Pretty much, we're getting ready to set pre-reg up, and, yeah, we're going ahead with it.
Everybody better go check that out then, most definitely. This is June?
Yeah, June, around the second weekend in June. I forget the exact dates, but it's like
Shit.
Around the 15th.
I wonder if I can make it out there.
I don't know. Let me pull up my calendar. Sorry, I'm standing in this tiny little phone booth. It's one of the... If anybody ever remembers watching the old black and white Superman series...
you're in one of those.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah, we are, actually.
It's got a thoroughly modern payphone, and somebody laid down, like, Formica on the inside. But it's actually a Western Electric, made in USA, KS-19340 wood phone booth.
Nice.
Yeah, made by the Drexel Furniture Company, and the serial number on this one, ironically enough, is 111666.
Nice. Fucking Drexel Furniture Company, huh?
Yep.
That is fucking awesome. Yeah, this is just to let everyone know, Default Radio was all about the old school. I'm from the old school, motherfucker.
See, my thing is, I love in-band signaling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it would be nice to have places to do in-band signaling things.
Well, there are, yeah, places like, I don't know, Afghanistan or something. They might...
Yeah, but you know, they're a little more local than that.
Oh, you mean more local than that?
Well, Afghanistan's a real bitch to get to these days.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure there's other places, like, I don't know, off the top of my head. Maybe there's some little island somewhere that maybe have phones.
Maybe somewhere in South Africa.
I don't know about... South Africa is a pretty modern...
economy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, South Africa.
They have in-band in South Africa, the one that, I'm not going to say it on the radio, but...
Probably put it this way, if they have in-band in South Africa, which I could believe they do, it's probably in the northern part of the country where it borders on countries that aren't South Africa.
You know, if you look at a map of Africa, isn't there like a country right in the middle of like South Africa that's bordered on every side by South Africa?
Yeah, it's called Lesotho.
That's so weird, man. Imagine that. That's fucking odd.
It's like the 323 area code or something.
Shut up, Lucky. Anyway, 323.
What? It's like the donut area code. It's got 213 and 310 on either side.
You know, I got a question here. Lucky's on the same phone I was that was crapping out earlier. Why is it working for him?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Lucky called in his cell phone, because I figured, you know, we wanted to be all payphone today, but you know what? The other one was acting up, so
yeah.
We're doing this live. You know, if we were recording it, we could have just done something else, edited. But screw all that. It's live, baby. We are live out there on something.
Yeah, and we have basically the whole meeting surrounding me and Screw.
Are you serious?
Pretty weird.
The whole meeting is surrounding you and Screw?
Yeah, watching us through the payphone.
Well, tell them. Say, I'm doing Default Radio, motherfucker.
Which, you know,
oh my God.
Los Angeles, that could actually be totally the wrong tone of voice to use if there's somebody standing out here who happens to be of the African-American persuasion.
Yeah, right. Well, you know,
oh, okay. God.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, no, I like being stopped in a race riot. You know?
Yeah, they got those out there. I forgot about that.
Yeah, about every 20 years we have a big one.
Yep. Fucked up. We don't have one. We don't have those things in New York. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, we should start one up.
Coming June 2004,
yeah, right.
New York City.
Anyway,
okay.
So I don't know. You guys got anything more to talk about? Because I'm going to tell this right now to all the listeners. We started a little late. That was my fault. And also, the other thing is that I really have nothing to talk about.
I got a little number for you. Well, I'll let Screw talk.
Yeah, I actually want to kind of get back to like. Corralling people around here.
Oh, you got to handle your thing, yeah, most definitely.
I got to handle my thing, and I got to handle it with care. It's the most precious thing I have in my pants. But we're going to be like doing talks and stuff here in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I got to start getting set up for that. So yeah, cool.
Well, most definitely thanks for being on the show.
No, dude. Thanks.
However short it was, you know.
No, dude, thanks. Definitely, I'm gonna be back around again in a little bit. Main thing, like I say, you know, just had a lot of stuff going on at work. I haven't been able to hang out as much as I wanted to, so.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Anyway. Okay, well, listen, thanks, guys. I'm going to hop off. I'm going to hand this over to some needy person out here and let them yabber on.
All right, man.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Okay, well, hand up to Curtis.
I thought it was going to be, when he said needy person, it was going to be accident.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Should I hang up on it yet, or are we getting another person on the payphone?
We got Cursed on here. Don't hang up on it.
All right, Cursed.
What's up, Decoder?
What is up, man?
Okay, here's the deal why I wanted to put Cursed on there, because he has a phone number that I'm going to reveal on the show tonight.
Okay, do we have to call it? Because then that's what something does going to have to do.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine if you guys want to call it.
All right, start talking
about it. Yeah, supervised.
Here's the number I'm going to reveal now.
Okay.
First of all, on a previous show, we gave the backdoor number for 3G customers for AT&T Wireless.
Yeah, yeah.
When you call them, you have to hold for about 60 minutes, and they tell you all kinds of ridiculous things, like, you know, they can't answer the phone because it's beyond their control.
Okay.
Apparently, you know, their employees are beyond their own control.
Apparently.
So they're out of control out there.
But like me, they're fucking out of control. They're on the loose. They should be locked up in a fucking cage.
Yeah, that is true. They don't answer their phones.
Out of control, baby.
Well, yeah, it really pissed me off, and I had to do something today, so I called up a store, the Upland store, actually.
All right.
And I told them I was from AT&T in Ontario. And basically, I told them, look, I just got back from vacation. My manager's pissed at me. And there's a bunch of people here on the phone. I'm just trying to get the back door number for 3G customers. Lady looked it up on her phone, gave it to me, no questions asked.
Nice.
Now, Kirst, could you get that number out of your cell phone so we can
get
it on the show now?
It's, you ready for it?
Doug, you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's, 800-572-8071.
572-8071. We're going to give it a call?
And the extension is?
41547. All right, I'll dial the extension when I three-way it over. Hold up.
41547 extension.
Yes.
Lucky, you got anything to say to these people?
To AT&T Wireless?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell them to go kill themselves.
Yeah, let's fuck with them for a while. Tell them you're somebody.
Owned.
Tell them you're somebody important.
God.
Seriously.
Please enter the 5-digit extension.
Hit pound.
Please listen carefully as our prompts and
messages
have changed.
What was 2 supposed to be?
3G.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it was Spanish. You might want to call back.
Come on. You let it play out next time, you jerk. Doug, all hang right. Up on that. Call it again. Fucking Lucky. We make a call. This is the radio, bro. We want to hear, like, all the prompts and everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Exactly. Anyway. Oh, well, I think our opening music...
Fuck, hold on.
Okay, I'm talking, bro. I think our opening music today, by the way, just in case anybody's keeping track, was a song called Power Pill Pac-Man by Aphex Twin.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So
Aphex Twin is the shit.
Yeah, so Power Pill Pac-Man, I hope you guys liked it. We were going to do something else, but I like that song, so.
Come to Daddy.
That's what we're going to... Actually, you said it. That's what we're going to play for the closer, Come to Daddy. We were going to keep it a secret, but, you know, there you go. You said it, so we're good.
I'm sorry, bro.
It doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
That was just a little, what do you call it? Coincidence that you said that.
Yeah. Well, that is, like, one of their famous songs.
Exactly, so I forget
the
music.
Hey, how special is this number?
Why?
Like, when every time I call it now, it's like your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Just because you're on packet 8, man. Keep trying.
Let me block my A&I. Let's try that.
Block your A&I. Hurry the hell up. I'm going to have to call it on this payphone and put it up to a cell phone or something.
You could always use the payphone to call into here. You want some...
Yeah, dude, Lucky, just three-way the phone.
Yeah, you want some codes? Yeah, three-way
use
the payphone.
Use your cell phone to three-way the number.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do. Everybody do what you gotta do, because I really have nothing to say and nothing to do.
Oh, my God.
This is default radio. This is classic material for default radio.
Here, give me the 800 number, Chris.
800-572-8071.
Extension 41547.
41547, yes, exactly.
572, what was it?
8071. Jerk.
All right, we'll hear that call then.
So another. And what's the extension, that tail?
41547. What are you doing, Lucky? We were able to.
What is it?
You switch your payphone.
Lucky, you were here when you gave it to us.
What is the extension?
41547. Password.
All right.
It's a crazy live episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is what happens when we do it live, man. It's just we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but it's more fun that way.
That's exactly right. It is more fun. What episode is this again?
Well, apparently you can't hear it for some reason.
I believe it's episode 12.
Episode 12, that's right. Doug, can you want to try that again?
Doug, unblock your ANI and freaking call it. Seriously.
We can't even make a call on this show. Fuck. Damn.
Right, here we go, hold on.
This is fucking great. Hey, Lucky.
Can't you call it decoder? I mean,
I have that payphone with cursed on it on three-way.
Oh, well.
I don't have four-way.
Hang up on Kirsten.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Hold on, I gotta follow Axon, and he's following some strange man.
Yo, this is a disaster, man. I can't hear this. Yo, hang up on this, Doug. This is a fucking disaster. Hang up.
What's going on?
Dude, it was really fucking low. What are
all
we
right.
going to do about this?
Decoder, you're going to hang up on Cursed. Call it direct.
Give Cursed this number.
Okay, I'll give it to him.
All right, I'm Cursed. I'm hanging up on you.
All right.
All right, hold on. All right, are we still on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, give Cursed this number and get him back on, and I'm going to call it up direct.
Okay.
Wait a second here and everything. Just give it to him so he could call in before we start calling us.
No, don't give it to him over the air, though, Lucky.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay.
What accident's following a strange man? What?
You know, accident's looking for some cock today.
All right, come on.
Play, wait, Doug, play it.
What?
Oh, you don't have.
Oh, shit.
Are you calling or what, Kurt?
If Doug hurries up, we're going to hear from accident.
Hold on. I can't.
Oh, you suck. Never mind. All right, Kurt, you're on.
Yeah, I'm on.
All right. Now, once again. Now that we're all fucking settled here, now we're going to call this AT&T fucking 3G backdoor number, 800-572-8071, and the extension is 41547. I'm going to call it up right now. Hold on. Fuck. Dude, what is this? What are we fucking, like, having trouble today, man? My phone's not working.
Oh, come on.
Fuck. All right, hold on a second, man. Hold on. I'll be right back. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Do something. We don't want dead air. Hold on. I'll be right back.
I'm telling you, it's that number.
Is Decoder calling it or what? Is Decoder still here? Is he with us?
No. His phone's fucked up or something. He's having problems. We're doing the show without him right now. What happened to accident? What is he being followed by a strange man for or whatever?
I don't know. Anyways, how are we doing the show without Decoder? Did he hang up?
No. He'll be back. Don't worry about it. He's just having a problem.
Oh, my God.
No, we don't need Decoder to do this. This is the Decoder show, damn it. It's T-Falls.
All right, I'm back. We got it.
Our show, not Decoder.
All right, quiet.
Thank you for calling AT&T Wireless Services.
You're welcome.
Please enter the 5-digit extension number of the person you are trying to reach, or press 0 for customer care.
Hello?
Please listen carefully as our prompts
quiet.
And menus have changed.
Sorry, sir.
For 2G sites, press 1. For 3G sites, press 2. For GoPhone, press 3.
Press 2.
For English sites, press 1.
1.
For Spanish sites, press 2.
No shit.
Now, Decoder, just like last time.
You talk, Lucky. Say something to these fucks.
It's going to... shut up. It's on hold right now.
Yeah.
It's going to say some shit about, you know, how frustrating it is to be on hold. And
whatever. We won't listen to that. Oh, by the way, the reason it took me so long, I was actually just fucking around. My phone was working. I just felt like spoofing the ANI to them as the payphone right next to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought that would be funny.
Well, what the fuck is with people on new phone, man? I can't ever get that shit to work.
Yeah. Here we go. All
right. Quiet.
Thank you for calling. Wireless.
Yeah, Tara, I've been on hold for over an hour and 40 minutes. What the hell is going on over there?
I'm
story. That's been a long, an hour and 40 minutes?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know where it's been. It was about,
well, can you give,
about half hour, a short time ago, but yeah, that's possible.
All right. Well,
they've called us a number portability. We just thought it was Christmas. Is that case?
Number portability. Well, look, I'm just trying to correct my bill. Well, why do I got to hold with all these people that are trying to port their numbers?
No, they've already ported in. That's why. Because it used to be like 5 or 10 minutes, the wait. But I don't know. Yeah, now it's kind of like half hour, an hour. The later it, by 2 or 3 o'clock, it's definitely an hour. So.
Okay, I just felt like giving you shit. It actually took about 30 seconds. I called the backdoor rep to rep.
Yeah, we at Default Radio have the backdoor numbers. We'll see you later there, Tara at Default Radio.
Ma'am,
talk to you later.
Hey, ma'am, can you do me a favor? I'm trying to understand the default radio system on the my cell phone. Do you know what that is?
No.
Could you please say it for me? Could you please say default radio?
No.
Then we'll hang up.
Well, we're never hanging up then if you don't say it. Oh, that's useless. Later.
Fine, put your supervisor on the phone, damn it.
Nah.
By the way, we
right, they're gone.
Them.
They're gone. I was waiting for you to say that, Lucky, because I was going to say it.
You were going to say what?
I was going to say that, you know, well, we have the back door number, so we only waited 20 seconds, but see you later anyway. But I'm glad you did. You said it right on time, too. That was nice. All right, nice. So, yeah, now everybody who's listening to the show got the back door numbers.
And don't say default radio.
And that 41547, is that bitch Tara or whatever she said her name was?
No. That's just whatever, you know, whatever it's going to get you. It just puts you into the rep-to-rep K instead of the regular customer K.
Oh, okay. Well, see what she was saying, though, that mostly that a lot of people were getting a half-hour wait at this time and at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon Pacific time, that they were getting an hour wait.
Yeah.
So you got that number. Hey, if you know, don't use it for evil like we do. You know, if you have an AT&T phone and you don't feel like waiting a fucking hour, use that number.
Longer than that.
Well, an hour and 40 minutes, according to Lucky. But we're telling you, you know, I'm telling you right now, people out there listening, that don't use it for too much evil. You know, have fun. We like to have fun. Everyone likes to have fun. But do also remember that how would you, if you don't have an AT&T phone and it's not of use to you, just picture yourself in that position, you know, and you don't want that kind of number to go down.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Just use this for your own good. Don't use it to fuck up everyone else. I mean, just think about it. I mean, there are people that are on hold right now that have been holding for, you know, 40 minutes.
Yeah, we just got through, and we're just fucking them over.
And we just got through, and we're making them hold longer because we're on the phone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like calling 911 or something. Don't fuck around with it.
Yeah, and it's a useful number. If you got AT&T and you want to talk to a rep quickly, you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the meeting's starting up over here, so I'm going to have to drop Decoder. I'm going to let you take on the rest of the show.
Well, damn, you suck, bro.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
This is going to be a short show, then.
Hey, why don't we just do the meeting, the 2600 meeting on default?
You want to do that?
We now serve you to 2600.
Well, I don't got the cell phone minutes to do it. If Chris wants to, then that's fine.
Sure.
What?
All right, I'll let you guys go to your meeting. You know, me and Doug will take over from here. It's going to be a short show. I already planned it to be a short show.
Okay. I mean, we got messages and announcements. So.
Yeah, we got things to talk about anyway. All right. Lucky, Curse, definitely thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, no
worries. You guys got any shouts, by the way? I forgot to ask if Screw had any shouts.
Oh, well, definitely. I have to give out a shout to my girlfriend today because it's her birthday.
So. Nice. Happy birthday to her from me, from the whole Default Radio family.
Okay.
Any shouts, Curse?
Shouts like that. Shouts to Accident for being such a fat ass.
Fucking, if you can, grab Screw for a second, because I forgot to ask him if he had any shouts down.
Hold on a second.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, hey, dude, what's up?
Screw, I forgot to ask you before. You got any shout-outs to anyone?
Right now?
Anybody?
Pretty much just to LA 2600, DEF CON.
Yep.
And 23.org.
All right, 23.org.
Yep.
All right, man.
Cool.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye.
Later.
Have a good show.
All right.
Thanks,
man.
and later, Decoder.
Later, bro.
Bye.
Peace.
Late.
All right, everything is always on default. Later, guys.
Yeah, sure. Shut
the
fuck
bye.
Up. Hold on a second. All right, and we're here. All right.
All right.
Everybody's gone? Doug?
Everyone's gone. It's just us now.
All right.
Everyone's tuning off now.
Yeah, everyone's out of here. All right, yeah, we do have some, oh, you said you had announcements or something, or do you want me to do the email first?
Let's do the email first.
All right, well, I got a bunch of email. I don't know if Lucky got any just to him, but I got one that was to both of us and a bunch just to me, so we'll have to do the other email later if Lucky got anything. There was another, just, that's the other thing I forgot. Fuck. From episode 11.11, if you guys remember, when I was doing a rant about the pronunciation of telephony, and I said, you know, I didn't bother looking it up or whatever, I just trust myself. Well, Havoc, everyone knows Havoc, my man out of Poland, he actually sent me three WAVE files from three different dictionaries of the pronunciation of telephony, and they were all exactly the way I said it, and, you know, one from the UK and two from the US or something, and I don't have those WAVE files, so we're going to do that next week. I forgot about that. Completely fucking forgot about that.
Yeah, that was the episode with the angry decoder, everyone calls it.
Yeah, everybody calls it that. I don't know why I was so pissed. Like I said, it probably had something to do with the random female. But anyway, let's get to the fucking mailbag, motherfucker. We should have music for the mailbag.
You know what? I was thinking of, like, little piano background, you know.
Yeah, we have to have music for the mailbag, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll think about that. Send us comments. Fucking, you know, tell us. Would you like to hear a little background music for the mailbag? Because it just feels kind of weird. I'd like to hear some music.
Voicemail. You know, because I remember, was episode 5 when we did the first time we did the mailbox, the voicemail box?
Yeah.
And there was music in the background during that because we started the show, ending the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was music in the background. That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, we might need music for the mailbag, but let me get to them. Let me just grab a drink of my rum and coke. Just let everyone know that drinking alcohol is good for you, especially when you're driving or if you're a female when you're pregnant. Drink.
Because Default Radio is sponsored by Bud Light.
Yeah, Default. No, it's not sponsored by Bud Light because Bud Light is piss water. Anyway, the first email that we're going to read off, actually, and I have two emails that are kind of on the same topic. And one was from a while ago that I completely forgot about, and only when I got a second email about the same thing that I remember. And this first one, which was from 10 years ago, from Sesrun, I think that's how you pronounce his name, S-E-S-R-U-N. Is that how you would say it?
I would say the same.
Okay, Sesrun. Well, this was, I forgot what episode it was. It might have been episode 3 or 4, maybe 4, when we talked about the UK talking clock.
Right.
Okay, and I got two emails about this. This one is pretty old that I completely forgot about. But what the hell does it say? Okay, this is from Sesrun. Let me read it. It all started with a project of a guy building boxes named Tim 2000. They were designed by Andy Emerson for THG members, which I don't know what that is. They are remote-controlled and is synchronized with the atomic clock. It features the authentic voice of Pat Simmons. There are multiple known numbers for it, including the following. And the one we gave out, which is 0845-124-9068, which, of course, if you're calling from the U.S., you proceed that with 01144, and you drop the first zero. The other numbers that he has here are 0845-092. Why do we echo there?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, whatever the case. 0845-092-8081 is another one. And then in a different type of area code, which I'll explain later, 0870-765-8081. Now, when you call it from the U.S., like I said before, you proceed it with 01144, and you drop that the other zero in, like, the area code, the 0845 or 0870.
Yeah.
And another number, which I have no idea what this is 0131-477-7676, which is obviously just a regular city code. And, or, for example, from outside the U.K., okay, that was the other number, I'm sorry. They're not for sale anymore unless sold by original owners. More information, including information that you might be able to use to actually build one, is available at tinyurl.com/387bj. So go check that out, tinyurl.com/387bj, if you're interested in the UK talking clock. And call up those numbers if you want to fucking give yourself a charged arm and a leg. And I got another email from someone who chooses to remain anonymous pertaining the same thing. And, this is episode 2, so he pointed out. In episode 2, you gave out the number 0845-124-9068 as the UK talking clock. And, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, this guy who sent this email is actually in the UK, so you can trust what he says. And it says, my guess is that just someone who has, someone who has set up another talking clock, because the official talking clock can be reached on 123, which is, like I said on that episode, that I think it was a three-digit code to reach that number. You know
right.
what I'm saying? From most UK landline phones. He also gave us a recording of an MP3 of that phone number, 123, and here's where he goes on to explain the differences with these area codes. 0845 is the prefix for a local rate non-geographic number, and 0870 is for a non-geographic nation rate number. So basically, if you didn't understand that, in the UK, 0845 is, it's not like a toll-free call, like 0800, but
yeah,
it's a non-geographic area code where no matter where in the country you call it from, it, you're charged at a local rate, just like for any other local call. And 0870, you're charged at a national rate. But they're both non-geographic. Those aren't like city codes, you know, they just apply everywhere.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of, it's not an 800, though. It's not like a toll-free.
No, it's not a toll-free. Like I said, 0845 is a local rate non-geographic, and 0870 is a nation rate non-geographic. And
cool.
He also tells us some good sites in the UK for VoIP are www.telappliant.net/site2/0870toip.htm and 0870 number mapped a SIP phone. I can't read this, man. I can't read today. Blah, blah, blah. Another one is sipcall.co.uk, which is a prepaid VoIP PSTN termination service. That's from one of our friends in the UK who chose to remain anonymous. Man, I'm losing it. I can't read today.
It's all right.
I'm stupid. Anyway, what's the other email? Okay, that's right. We got another email from one of my friends, one of my longtime friends, Spin Cipher Allah, who is representing the Goon Platoon, which, you know, whatever that is. And his email reads, "Yo, yo, somehow, even though I've heard it for years, listening to you curse and rant on the air is pretty funny." And I think he's laughing at me, not with me. And it says, "You are going to call Japan now, then I'm out to the bar for a beer. Anyway, keep in touch. Spin Cipher a lot." And he goes on to make some comments about the Tamara Bucci Heavy Industries concern or whatever the fuck they were called.
Oh God.
Yeah. And he says, "P.S. Now you can't say you get no email. Well, yeah, we can't say it anymore.
True. We bitching. Look what we have now.
Exactly. We got email so much that I don't even like reading it. And I don't know why. I just feel weird without Lucky around.
Yeah.
When it's just me and you, it's like it's like we're not doing a show. We're just talking on the phone.
It's just like, why do you want to talk to me?
Yeah, we're still doing a show.
Yeah.
It's a T-Fall Radio. Forgot. All right, the next email from El Gordo Uno. If anybody doesn't know him, from the cal.phonelosers.org, one of the frequent posters there, and says, "I don't know if you remember the name or if we talked briefly on the PLA bridge before." No, El Gordo, I know who you are, man. It says, "Anyway, I was browsing this old-ass NASA site, and it had a link over to Los Alamos' website. And it turns out Los Alamos has a neat online phone book of LANL employees, Los Alamos National Laboratories. This could be yesterday's news or something, but I thought it could come in mighty handy and prove to be very interesting. And actually, I didn't get a chance to look at it, but it sounds fucking interesting as hell to get a bunch of employees from Los Alamos National Laboratories." Yeah, and the URL is phonebook.an1.gov. So you can go check that out. And it says, if you decide to mention it, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Hope it's some use, El Gordo Uno. So definitely thanks to El Gordo Uno for the email. And the last email, which the guy didn't give a name. You know the one I'm talking about, right? About the Motorola fucking thing?
Oh, right.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Did you read that?
Yeah, I did read it. And actually, he was complaining about the packet reserve, whatever bullshit.
Well, I guess I should just read it. Should I read the whole thing?
Read the email.
All right, all right.
Read the points.
Okay, well, I'm just reading it straight up because I don't want to fucking browse through it. We're doing a fucking live show. Okay, and he didn't send it. He didn't give a handle. You know, I'm not going to give it his email address over the air, so.
No.
Next time, if you want to send us an email, you want to be recognized, just give a handle. I don't know who this guy is, but he seems like a cool guy. First, like to say, great show, motherfuckers. You better get this fucking email. Yes. Thank you for the compliment, motherfucker.
I love emails like that.
Yeah, hell yeah. But Doug does not know the Motorola modem that good, and I'm already liking this guy because he's making fun of you. I have Vonage and the Motorola. He was saying you can download a bunch of shit, and your Vonage, well, you know, that's the actual technical term for it, a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
saying you could download a bunch of shit and your Vonage will not cut off when using the Ethernet output of on the modem. Well, I heard that also on the Vonage message board, but it is complete and absolute bullshit. Downloading shit will really screw up your call, and just visiting web pages screws it up also. It doesn't cut you off, but you get choppy voice and cannot even understand half the shit. I don't know who designed this thing, but they are a fucking screw-up if this was supposed to be an actual feature on the Motorola.
Which has been proven true. My friend that has the new Motorola, shout out to Frozen/Neo, whatever your handle is today. yeah, but he has the new Motorola because I referred him to Vonage and everything, gave me a free month.
Yeah.
And he got the new Motorola, you know, and it's a nice little router and everything, you know, simple router. But it does not, you know, it does cut out when he was downloading a lot of stuff on his cable.
All right, well, let me continue with the email. I have tried cable modem connected direct to Vonage Motorola modem, and the output on the Motorola modem going to my computer that I use internet on gets choppy voice just visiting web pages, which is pretty fucked up. I have noticed no difference in hooking Vonage to my router and my computer to my router. This feature sucks. It is bullshit that people think this shit works while downloading shit or even visiting web pages. It is not just my RR cable, Roadrunner, causing this. Tried it on a good DSL connection also. So apparently this person is of the impression that Roadrunner is not a good DSL connection, cable connection anyway. Try it out. You'll see what I'm talking about, which you did, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I would not call this a feature at all. I would call it a fuck-up. There you go. And he goes on to say, fuck Justin Timberlake, fuck Puff Mommy, fuck Janet Jackson's titty, fuck the Patriots and the Brady Bunch. This is bullshit. You are right, Decoder. I know I'm right. You don't got to tell me, man. They should have showed the fucking streaker getting tackled. That would have been the best part of the fucking show. And most of all, fuck the commercials. $10 million for 15 seconds. Fuck them assholes and their wasted money. Yes. My sentiments exactly.
Big shout out to that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I wish you would say who he is.
Yeah, I wish, man. But, you know, maybe he just forgot. I'm not going to read out his email address. So there you go. So definitely big shouts to that guy, which is all we could call him. And that's it for the email. Did you get any emails, or did Lucky get any emails, and I'm missing?
I don't know about Lucky. I know Lucky had the same email you just read
off. Well, that one also was addressed to Lucky225@2600.com and to me, decoder@oldschoolfreak.com.
I mean, I didn't get any email. Cause
why don't you give out your email?
I should start actually creating one to give out.
Yeah, go.
My emails usually
go make, like, defaultradio@hotmail.com. Go do that. No, seriously.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Is there a bigger one than Yahoo? Yahoo.co.uk is 6 megs.
There's actually one with no spam. Well, Yahoo doesn't really give me spam. Sometimes it does, but
yeah.
There's linuxmail.org.
But it's only 4 megs. I'm saying bigger.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Yeah, go get fucking defaultradio@linuxmail.org. Go do that. Anyway, what do we... actually, before you do that, do you want to call the voicemail?
Yeah, let's call some voicemail.
All right.
Damn, this chick is fine. Okay.
Who's that?
Watching fucking tech TV right now because they're doing the video game.
You don't like girls. What are you talking about?
Oh, shut the fuck up with that shit.
All right, anyway.
Morgan's chick, though, is fine. All right.
Nice.
Anyway, let's call the voicemail.
Yeah, call it up. Call it up, bro. We're waiting. Well, Doug calls the voicemail and see who decided to talk to us this week. That number... for anybody who wants to know, *67, of course, so you could block your call ID so we don't have to fucking edit it. *67, 1-484-DEFAULT, or if you can't spell...
You are new messages, Saturday, 1:27 a.m.
Yes, please. Yes. My name is Richard Rome. It just cost me $6,000. $6,000. I don't care whose nephew you are, who you know, whose dick you're sucking on, you're going out. You company man.
Don't waste my motherfucking time. I rest my case.
All right, then.
All right.
New message, Sunday, 2:35 p.m.
Hey, guys. Hey. Continue doing your episodes live. I don't care if the stuff screws up, man. I love the episode. You think it's crap? Hey, everybody, it was good. Even the problems, everything at all. So, this is Sasha. You guys rock. Always enjoy the show. Take care, guys. Later.
Yeah, big shout to Sasha. He was on the call in Sunday.
PM.
waiting to.
What the hell?
I don't know. Some phone sex and some guy jerking off. Very nice.
New message, Monday, 11:38 p.m.
Default radio. Hey, it's JMB from DTNN.net
again. Oh, this guy's cool.
Just figured I'd leave another voicemail. This one, slightly less informative. Boredom. Episode 1111 was good. It was mighty good. It was mighty good. Wow, can you fucking bored? I'm bored. That's great. Figured I'd leave you guys another message. Check you later.
Very nice. Shout out to JMB.
New message, Monday, 11:40 p.m.
Hey, JMB again. Now I remember the reason I was calling the time. In 1111, you were talking about how people set up their voicemail on their cell phone with their default passwords in it, but it, so that you can automatically call in and get your voicemail without entering a password. Well, I don't have that problem. Why? Because I'm talking to you right now on a Nokia 918 on track phone. It's an analog phone. No voicemail, no text messaging, no nothing. I figure it's the only way to go.
Analog.
It's Tuesday, 2:26 p.m. Your call button. It's Thursday, 8:14 p.m.
You know what, fuckers? It's Murdoch. I just want to let you all know that 484 is the overlay for my area code 610. I don't know. I think it's really funny that you're able to get default in 484. Anyway, love the show. See you guys later.
Yes, we own Murdoch's neighborhood.
More messages. You are at the main menu. To play your messages,
hey, dude, what happened to that one where it was about to give a number out?
Hang off the number. I thought that was someone else, but that's probably the payphone guy. I want to go ahead and call that back and
leave that
message.
Yeah, go ahead and call that back for that message. Huh? Jesus Christ. Anyway, yes. Call our voicemail. 484-DEFAULT. 484-333-2858. No, it isn't. Fuck. I think it is, yeah. 2858. While we're waiting for fucking Doug. Damn it. And we have big shouts to everyone who left this voicemail, JMB from DTNN.net, Cessna, big shouts, and of course big shouts to Murdoch and whoever the guy from the payphone was, so we're about to listen to that message again. Damn it. Fucking Doug, man. And you know, it's funny. Doug was telling me, you know, some guy left a message, it left a caller ID, but it was from a payphone, so we're going to play it. And sure enough, he doesn't fucking play it, like a moron. If he gets back, Doug! Fucker. Damn it, fucking dead air. That's all this fucking show is about.
Shouts to everyone, this is Kevin from Poland. I just freaked one payphone with use of my DTMF jammer. So this call is just to test if everything is working fine. I think that I left my any, but you know, this is hard to block it from here. So keep recording and bye for now.
Oh, dude, that was fucking Havoc from Poland, bro.
Oh, what?
That was Havoc, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, fucking Havoc. Yeah. Big shouts to Havoc. Havoc is a fucking cool guy, and that guy knows his fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
And what they're doing over there in Poland, man, he was telling me some stories. They got a big thing out there, man. They're doing a lot of fucking payphone freaking, a lot of crazy stuff, man. A lot of crazy stuff. Apparently, Havoc knows how to make. I saw him, I think he posted this on the forum. Apparently, he knows how to make phone calls off of free world dial-up to non-toll-free numbers. He has some little fucking trick he does.
Huh.
So, I don't know. We're going to have to get Havoc on here and talk about that, exploiting the free world dial-up.
Cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, Havoc is the fucking man. Representing Poland. Hell's fucking yeah. Yep.
Poland freaking.
Hell yeah, Polish freaking.
All right, then.
All right. I don't know. What are we going to do, man? This is like fucking... I think this is the end of the show. We've been going almost an hour.
Yeah, we're going pretty much about an hour.
All right, well, this is it, man.
I had some sort of announcement, but I forgot.
Yeah, you said you had an announcement. What's the fucking announcement?
I mean, I do have an announcement.
All right.
Coming soon, within a couple of months.
a new TV show is coming out. Internet TV show.
It's going to suck.
And that's going to be Doug TV. Well, it's going to be some sort of name. Maybe it might be Doug TV. I don't know.
Doug TV, it's, huh?
It's going to be me and tons of different people every fucking...
Yeah, 909-313-DOUG, isn't it?
Oh, my voicemail? It's 909-212-DOUG.
909-212-DOUG, the official Doug TV voicemail.
Oh, God. Well, this is my voicemail if you want to drop me a message.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And if you want to drop me a message, my voicemail, of course, is 206-984-FUCK. F-U-C-K, for those of you who can't spell.
Good voicemail, buddy.
3825. That's the number.
Yeah, this internet TV show is going to be cool out here in Southern California. It's going to be a cool project. I mean, it's not necessarily hacking and freaking or anything like that.
Just being a dick, being a dog.
It's going to be some fun shit going on the streets.
All right, man. Is it going to be some sort of, like, fucking Jackass type of thing?
There's going to be a little Party City involved, too.
All right, Party City hacking on location. All right, man. Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Gonna it's going to be on Rant TV, too, probably.
That's it. It's going to be on Rant TV? Like, Default Radio was supposed to be on Rant Radio? Is it like that?
No. I got an email and stuff. I'm emailing back and forth with them. So it's going to be a couple of months because I got to buy some equipment.
You got to get your shit together. Yeah, I hear you, man. All right, that's the announcement then. Fucking coming soon to a fucking computer near you.
Fucking
Doug TV.
Doug,
any shouts for today?
Oh, shit. I had a shout earlier. Fucking, I always forget my shouts, you know?
Yeah, you never give shouts, man.
I should write them down on a little piece of paper.
Sure.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, give your shouts. Maybe I'll remember my shouts.
All right, well, my shouts this week go out to Havoc, of course. Big shouts to Havoc. Shouts to Lucky, Cursed, and especially Screw for joining us from the LA 2600 meeting, taking time out of the meeting to fucking be on Default Radio. So big shouts to them. And, of course, big shouts to everyone involved in LA 2600. And shouts to the guys at Blacklisted 411. I checked it out. It looks fucking dope. Fucking, I'm gonna check out Barnes & Noble's. If they don't have it, I'm going to send in a subscription or something, you know, if I remember to do that. So big shout to them. I want to give a shout out to Amy. So there you go. You got a shout? Nothing?
You reminded me, yeah. Actually, I have a shout out to my current girlfriend that I just got back together with. Her name's Kathy.
All right, there you go. Shout out to Kathy, then.
Which is another reason why we're kind of late today, but...
Yeah, well, hey, me too. I'm late because of fucking Amy. You're late because of Kathy. It's all good.
Yeah, and I had another shout too, actually. Lucky's girlfriend, but not in that way. We had that conversation with her last night.
Okay, and happy birthday to her, of course.
Yeah, happy birthday to her, and I give a shout out because apparently I found out that the game that she's a big fan of Final Fantasy VII, which you've heard Lucky mention on the show. Apparently they're making a movie based on that game.
Really?
It's actually coming out this summer.
Yeah, I heard about that. All right, well, that's it, motherfuckers. This is Default Radio, and I've been Decoder. And I probably still will be even after we hang up. And that's it. Fucking. Yeah, that's right. Fucking, like I said before, the intro music was Aphex Twin, Power Pill Pac-Man, and Cursed fucking said it. He knew it without me even telling him that the closing music that you're listening to right now is Aphex Twin, Come to Daddy, which is what I tell to all my little girlfriends. And they just say, yeah, whatever. That's how I got it. So, until next week, this is Decoder, here with Doug, shout to 2600, and everything is always on default, and if you know how to spoof A&I, you can prove it later.
Later.
forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4843332858 is not available. At the time, welcome to your cellular mailbox. This brief tutorial will help you set up your mailbox. Please enter your temporary password now. Thank you. You should now change your temporary password to a new number that only you will know. Please think of a permanent password now. Please enter the password you have chosen. Then press pound. For your password, you have entered 3332858. Your cellular mailbox is now ready for use. You have 1 unheard messages. First message. End of message.